Getting Ready for Grade 5 Summer Sports Bikes and Boards Catch a Wave Almost 250 years ago, the first Europeans who visited islands in the Pacific Ocean saw local islanders riding on waves. The riders started from shore with a wooden board. They used the board to paddle out into the ocean. When they got past the point where the waves were breaking, they turned and faced the shore. Then they lay on the board and paddled toward shore. When a wave broke, they stopped paddling and let the board move with the wave. At this point, some riders got to their feet and stood for the rest of the ride. When the wave died away, the board stopped moving. Riders would then turn their board, paddle back out into the ocean, and begin all over again. Because this action took place in the ocean surf, the activity became known as surfing. People know about surfing around the world, but that doesn't mean that people can surf everywhere. The waves have to be the right size. The breaking wave has to be big enough to support a surfer on a board. The wave also has to be long enough so that the surfer can ride it for some distance. Big, long waves are rare in the freshwater of most lakes. That means that almost all surfing happens in the saltwater of oceans. The best waves for surfing also depend on the slope and shape of the ocean floor next to the beach and on wind patterns. In the United States, the best surfing places are in Hawaii, California, and Florida.